B'tochen for Life, Shir 616, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Shmini. We are explaining that we don't have to understand what goes on in the world and we should get accustomed to that concept. The quicker we learn that concept, the more we'll be able to feel emunah and b'tochen. And we have to reiterate that the level of machsi that we have been discussing until now is that when it comes to the future, we feel that we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are sheltered by Him if a person needs a shidduch, if a person needs a refuah, if a person needs parnasa, he can close his eyes after he does his ishtadlas. He can close his eyes and say, Rabbeinu Shalom, you're taking care of me, you will protect me. But then there's another aspect of machsa that we're talking about right now. And that is, we do not have to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. So on one hand, we rely and we say we are sheltered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Amir Tzashem, He will send us a Yeshua, whether we can see it or not. And on the other hand, we accept the current situation with love. No matter how difficult it is, the Rabbeinu Shalom knows what's best for us. And just like when He does something good, we think we understand it. But we have to understand that this thing that He did good is really a lot better than we can perceive. We're not capable of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness. The same thing is when something, Rachmana Litzlan, negative happens. We have to take the same view. We are not capable of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machshavas. We are not capable of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's calculation. There is a massive picture that is going on. But one thing we do know, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is doing the best possible thing that can be done, no matter how you look at it. So when you look at the future, you utilize the concept of Machzeh, and you feel sheltered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will Be'ez Hashem send you the Yeshua, and you don't get caught up in the details. And when you look at the past and the present, at the situation that you're in, you think to yourself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has endless calculations. And even though if I would be in charge, I think I might do things differently, but it's a very good thing that I'm not in charge, because I am not capable of fully understanding what's going on in the world. And as we explained, even the things that we do think we understand, we don't really understand. And that is machsa. That is the message that we should be thinking in our minds. We don't understand, we don't have to understand, and even though it seems like the Rishayim are being matzliach, and the Tzadikim, Rachmana Litzlan, are suffering, we have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan that is not possible for us to figure out. And the quicker we understand that, the more we feel machsi, the more we feel that we do not understand, and we don't have to understand, we reach the level of Adelo Yoda Beinor Haman Lebaruch Mordechai. We don't have to understand why this is like this and that is like that. We understand that we are taken care of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are children in His house. The more we understand that, the more we feel sheltered, the more we accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's calculations, the more the Rabbeinu Shalom will send us Yeshuas. Because when we feel sheltered, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will demonstrate to us that He is truly sheltering us.